The log is off.
Eddie have a little bit of a problem at the start of this episode.
Oh, don't say that, mate. What is it?
I'm sorry to start on such a poopy way, but I needed to get some coolness into my beer quite quickly because it being in the cupboard. So I put it in the freezer and I thought I'll give it an hour in the freezer and then I'll come back to it. Unfortunately, I forgot about it. So I've got a feeling this might be a beer slushy. But I'm okay with that.
Mate, you told me that's what you're supposed to do with these, put them in the freezer.
Yeah, you can put them in the freezer like for a little while, but I've just gone slightly too far off. We'll see. We'll see when I open it. It might be okay.
I'll just say now, before we introduce the beer, I'm terrified of this.
This beer?
Yeah.
No, this is a testing beer. In fact, do you think rather than go through our normal chit-chat, we should just get straight into the beer this time?
Yeah, please, because I am quite nervous.
Okay.
Well, actually, you need to open yours first to see if you've got a fucking ice pop.
Well, I'll cross that bridge when I get to it. Don't worry. So this is it. So first of all, I'd like you to comment on the artwork.
Do you know what it looks like? You know when like weird people have them pictures up in their living rooms of like a naked girl on a bike.
On a motorbike.
Yeah.
Yeah. But a cartoon one.
Yeah. And they always wear leather jackets that aren't leather. And yeah. They wear cowboy boots and stuff like that.
You probably can't even ride a motorbike.
Yeah. Can you not?
I can't, but I bet they can't.
We had this conversation. Me and Sarah had this conversation the other day. We were talking about motorbikes. And she went, well, can you ride a motorbike? And I went, yeah. And she went, in all the time I've known you, you've never mentioned or I've never seen you ride a
motorbike.
Yes, I can.
You've got a motorbike license?
No, I'm going to license.
Well, I could drive a fucking train.
Well, I can ride a motorbike. I've ridden a motorbike before. I don't understand why that's so unbelievable.
It's not really that unbelievable. It's just like you can't ride a motorbike.
I bet
it didn't even have gears.
It did. It was a 125cc Kawasaki or something.
I didn't even say Kawasaki. I knew because that was the only motorbike brand you'd ever know about.
I know loads. Harley Davidson. Casio.
Mitsubishi.
Can you not remember when we were at school? This was a long time ago. Like
the army.
The army came in and their mini ones.
Yeah. Do you remember when one of our pals garrotted himself? So everyone listened. The army came in. They set up these marquees and stuff, and like an assault course, and like this mini motorbikes kind of track that was on the front field somewhere, and. One of the boys that we knocked about with, who wasn't particularly manly, was he like that?
No, he wasn't. He wasn't like alpha male.
Yeah, and everyone got the go on the motorbike, the little mini motorbike, and he shot off at 40 mph and garrotted himself on the guide rope for the marquee. And he had like a full like rope burned down.
Yeah, he probably hurt himself. Yeah. I'm thinking about that. Why did the army have mini motorbikes?
I mean, it was pure, recruitment,
grooming.
Wasn't it?
That's grooming.
Yeah. It was, yeah, that's all it was. It was army grooming.
Can you imagine getting in the army, passing on your basic training and going, well, where's the mini motorbikes?
There's not many motorbikes in there. What's going on?
Right, mate. I'll go straight in for it.
Yeah, so this beer is, it's called Blood Eagle. It's got a very gothic-y type of label. It's from a brewery called Holy Goat, who are in Dundee. And Holy Goat are fantastic. I don't think I've ever had a bad Holy Goat beer.
So that's why I'm nervous, first of all, because I think it's the first one we've had from Scotland. And
well, Vault City last week was from Scotland.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. I'll take it back. Sorry. I don't listen to your bullshit when you're talking about beers.
Anyway, this is called Blood Eagle. It's 7.4%. But this, my friend, is, and I'll read the label verbatim, or verbatim, as they say. This is a BA Flanders Red with smoked plums.
I'm childish. I don't think I've ever had smoked plums before.
No smoked plums in your mind.
I'm sat near a fire, but I've never had smoked plums.
So first of all, a BA Flanders. A BA is a barrel-aged, so it's sat in the barrel for a long time. And a Flanders Red is a sour beer. But it's a sour beer along the lines of... well, I'm not going to say it. We'll crack into it. But it's a traditional Belgian sour beer, basically. A Flanders Red is from Flanders in Belgium. So.
There's a lot going on, isn't there? I just seen something. Can I just say? So at the bottom of the bottle, it says, drink young. Now, that's irresponsible.
It does say drink young, and then it says, best before the 31st of the 11th, 2033.
Mate, it's just me. You probably can't tell because you've got an ice pop, but this bottle's really heavy.
Yeah, it's a thick old bottle, isn't it? I mean, it wants to be. How much was this? About 15 quid or something.
Was it?
I can't remember. They're usually pretty pricey. But anyway, I'm going in with me. Oh, right. Let's see how it is. Do you want to watch this to see if there's any icicles? Oh, there's a little bit of slush. No, it's coming out okay. It's a bit slushy, but we're all right. Don't pour the bottom of the thing because I think there'll be some funk in the bottle of the bottle.
Should you not shake them if there's going to be stuff like that?
No, you should. You should let settle, and some like the one we had, the smoothie one, that needed to be shaken because this fruit settles to the bottom, whereas these ones have got a sediment in them, so you want that. You don't want that shook up.
Well, I followed your instructions on the last episode, and I got that beer halfway on my desk.
Yeah,
it's ruined my mouse mat.
I didn't know you were going to open it like an idiot, though. To be fair,
fair enough.
Can you smell it? Can you smell it?
Yeah.
So what this is
that's smoked plums. It's
not smoked.
It's like
plums.
It's like a mulled smell, a mulled wine or something. You know, that like
there's another Belgian beer, which is quite famous, called the Duchesse de Bourgogne.
Oh yeah,
and that's a Flanders beer, and it smells exactly like that. This is going to be quite fun.
Okay, let's go. Should we have a drink?
Just before you do it, a little bit of the tasting note on this, which is quite interesting, actually. I know you'd hate this bit, but blended with a 70-30 with a one-year-old stock ale in red wine barrels and then transferred to this with seasoned Victoria plums. The plums were smoked over wine barrel staves in the brewery. The resulting beer is complex vinous. Viney it means, with subtle smoke. Cheers, bottoms up, big boy.
Cheers.
Wow. Right, let me try and narrate what's going on in Dan's head. He's taking a mouthful of that. He's taking a big slug. And what he's thinking here is, oh, my God, this tastes like it's on fire, this beer. Oh, it's not hot, but it's, like, full of smoke. Oh, my God, it's sour as well. It tastes a bit like medicine. Oh, Jesus, I don't think I like this. Ooh, actually, it tastes all right. Oh, I'm thinking about it now, and it's getting better. Actually, I can still taste that burntness.
Well, first of all, you get smoked plum. Do you know what that's like, right? And don't roll your eyes or anything, because I know it's quite expensive. But it's like if you went round the pub at the end of a night and you tipped a little bit of lager, a little bit of Guinness, a little bit of baby sham, a little bit of orange juice.
And a few ashtrays.
Because one of the first, I got a sour taste straight away, and then I got like a Guinnessy hit.
Guinnessy?
Yeah.
Like you can really taste like burnt wood, can't you? Not plums, I think it's wood.
It tastes like museums.
Yeah, it does. That's a very good one. There's another famous style of beer called a Rausch beer, which is a German smoked beer. And it does taste like smoky like that. So it's almost got a bit of Rausch beerness to it.
Again, it's one of those, I thought, if you told us about it before I'd had it, I'd be like, oh, I don't want that. But actually, it's quite nice.
That is, I say this about every beer, but for the style of that, because it's not ultra sour, whereas Flanders can be really quite puckering. So the smoke kind of gives it a bit of creaminess almost.
Mate, this is going to sound mental, but this tastes like the Jorvik Viking Centre.
Oh, I know what you mean. I know exactly.
Have you ever been around that? Yeah. It'll probably, like, they've got all them funky smells going on.
I know what you mean. But it's not unpleasant, is it?
No, it's not.
That was definitely a test of that one. But here we are living on the roller coaster of crazy beers.
I know. That's really nice.
Go on.
I was going to say that as we're getting on, mate, my son's 15 now. So he's getting to that age where I become a bit of an embarrassment to him. And then I was thinking about, do I get embarrassed anymore? And the only time I can think of I was ever embarrassed was a few years back when Sarah asked us to take some stuff to a charity shop. So it was rude.
Sorry, do you know what that is? That's what? My high glucose alarm going off. That's my diabetes going, whoa, hold up, fat boy, this is a bit too sugary.
So what have you got to do?
Sorry about that. turn the alarm off. Oh, sorry. So we went to the charity shop.
No, well, Sarah asked us to take these bags of shoes and clothes to the charity shop, which was in, if anyone knows, Washington, the galleries, which is like a shopping centre.
I had
at least like two or three bags of shoes and clothes. Went into the shop. There was a queue. So I'm stood in the queue about 5 minutes, get to the counter, and I put these bags on the desk. I go, oh, these are for you? And the woman looks at it and goes, for me? And I went, well, yeah, the shop. And she looked at us like I was mental. The person next to us stopped what they were doing and looked at us like I was mental. And then I looked around and I was in the wrong shop. I was in the X catalog shop. The charity shop was next door. I just had to pick all the bags up and leave. I didn't say a word.
When you said you were embarrassed, was it like immediate embarrassment, like on the spot embarrassment?
Yeah, because that was quite busy, and I think a couple of people had started chuckling, like not necessarily knowing what I'd done, but because I'd said these are for you to the woman. Can you imagine working in a shop and some dickhead comes in with a bag of old shoes and goes, these are for you?
Oh, yeah, that's fairly embarrassing. That is fairly embarrassing. I thought you were going to say something like the said, I'm not taking this bag of slop and like threw it back at you or something like that. You didn't even get the right shop. I'm trying to think of any embarrassment that I've suffered. I mean, I think sometimes medical stuff can be a bit embarrassing, can't it?
What, like your glucose alarm going off?
Like my glucose alarm going off. But like I had a problem with my bottom, and that like always starts as like quite embarrassing, and then all of a sudden you become completely immune to it and you do not give a fuck who looks at your ring piece at all.
Have you ever had to have a prostate exam?
I've had a prostate exam. I've had a, oh, that's, this is quite an embarrassing one. I had a camera up the bum actually. So I had this enema, first of all. You know, you've got the squirted up there. You've got like, have you ever had one? So you've got to go into a ball and stick like a baby bottle up your bum, squeeze all the liquid out, and you've got to hold it for as long as you can. And I found this a personal competition for myself to see how long I could hold this. I mean, I was like in the world championship of holding this enema. So I managed to do like a good 20 minutes or something like that. Anyway, go to the toilet and just go. Yeah. And then I went in and have this camera. So when they put this camera in, I'm sorry for the graphic detail here, but when they put the camera in, they also have an airline that goes up there to blow up your...
What, like Emirates?
Get Michael O'Leary in my arsehole.
EasyJet.
So they blow an air in and puff everything up so they can get the camera down it. And anyway, doctor started pushing, not just a random guy, it was a doctor, started pushing this up there. And he said, you know, as soon as you feel any discomfort or any pain, you tell me to stop and I will stop, I will finish. And I was like, right, again, another personal challenge there. Challenge accepted. Anyway, he just started pushing it up and he went, turned around, there's about three nurses in this room as well, so it is very degrading. He said, who administered the enema? And this nurse said, oh, it was me, doctor. And he said, this is the cleanest colon I've ever seen. And I was like, hang on, that was me holding in for 25 minutes. Anyway, so it goes, does the business. Then it gets up to my stomach or wherever these things lead. I'm not an expert on this. Probably not even a colon, is it your intestine? Whatever they're looking up your bum for. Everything was fine. But when they've been blowing this thing up with air, the air has to come out. So as I was walking out of the hospital, I said, they sent me where I said, I'm going to have to fart. And I went, boom! It just came from absolutely nowhere. It was the loudest thing you've ever heard. And I turned around and there was about several families behind us.
Or pinned to the wall.
Like a wind tunnel. That was quite embarrassing. So yeah, I've been through a lot of embarrassing stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't think I get that embarrassed anymore.
But, I think as you get older, you just get a little bit less worried about stuff, don't you? I have a terrible amount of self-doubt I've got with stuff. Like, I stew over things a lot more than I ever did, like a lot. Like, I do have that issue, but embarrassment, yeah, whatever.
Get on with it. I've become the embarrassment now.
Yeah, well, with kids as well, it does become like that. I once, when my stepdaughter had a first boyfriend, I remember wording him when I was pissed, and he was about 6'8", and I'm not 6'8". So I was like looking up to him, giving him the finger, pointing at him like that. And I think that was quite embarrassing for her.
Yeah, I would imagine it was, aye.
Oh, anyway, yeah. We got, when you go through embarrassment like that as well, and it's how you cope with it as well. So I did it. I've done some speaking at trade shows and stuff like that. And I did one and I was talking, I had planned out this presentation and I started this speech and I made a joke about Madonna's cone-shaped bra. And literally there was about 400 people there. And literally no one even murmured a laugh. So I was like, buh, 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 buh.
Moving on.
Okay. It's absolutely horrendous. That was
just God, I would have hated that
happened. Shake.
I bet, yeah. I bet you were thinking that was gold when you were writing. Oh, right,
yeah, absolutely. They're going to love
this. This is going to get everyone.
I can't wait to listen to what I'm talking about subsea mooring lines.
I'll be doing this, TED George. Talks in 3 months.
Oh, yeah. When things fall flat like that, though, it's absolutely, it's horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah, I know.
I speak to a lot of foreign people as well, and so like in, like a lot of international like clients that we've got, and that's also quite difficult to deal with sometimes because you can never quite judge the cultural differences. So I speak quite frankly to people and quite sort of heart on the sleeve kind of stuff. And I do make a lot of jokes and I can be a bit sarcastic sometimes and things like that.
Really?
Absolutely, absolutely lost on people.
Yeah.
Completely.
I know. So I found that I, in a previous job, I worked with some Indian, an Indian company, and the culture is obviously quite different. And someone sent us a, we're on Skype and someone sent us a message. And instead of doing the thumbs up, I'd accidentally done that. Had the fingers up, but I hadn't noticed. I just clicked on it thinking I'd put the thumbs up, so thank you. But it was like, that's what that one. And they were really offended for like weeks, even though I apologized and like, so yeah, it is different, isn't it? Like, how do you cope with that?
Nah, yeah, just yeah, I just don't worry about it. If I'm an embarrassment, I'm an embarrassment. I'll get over it. I'm okay. I'd prefer if they laughed at me Madonna jokes.
Can you remember what it was?
No. I can't.
Probably for the best.
Yeah. I'm trying to rack my brain to think, but I can't.
Do you know what I was thinking about the other day? It was we never talk about this, and it just popped into my head. That time you saved my life.
Yes, I am a lifesaver.
You no, I don't just mean, thanks, mate, you saved my life there. You literally saved me from dying.
Yeah.
Like, so I misremember stuff, so stop as if I'm wrong. We'd been out on a night out, and I lived in the flat at the time.
Yeah.
So you came back, and I think we were going to play on our epic FIFA games. When we used to play FIFA and have 50 penalty shootout kicks.
In fact, I don't think we even went out. I think we just stayed in.
Did we?
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, this was quite late on. My missus, you're still the same missus at the time, went to bed. Me and Martin are in the living room playing on the PlayStation 2. Anyway, I decided I'm hungry. So I went in the fridge. Can you remember what I put in my mouth?
Yeah. Vividly.
So I pick up a cherry tomato, stick it in my mouth, sit back down, and he said something. I think you made us laugh. It might have been a Madonna joke. And I just inhale this full bowl of cherry tomato in my throat. And I've never been in that position where you're starting to choke before. But it's unpleasant, to say the least.
And also, as we found out, quite noisy.
And for a time, you don't really know what's happening. You're like, well, I'll just try and swallow it, but you can't swallow. And then you find out quite quickly, you can't breathe. So I kind of point to you, don't I? Like you sprang up and like started whacking us on the back. Like, mate, if anything, that was too hard. I had bruises and everything the next day. So you were proper fucking, I think at one point you were punching us in the back.
I remember, I was like thumping you like that.
And nothing was doing it. And like, then you just did, I think you just did it once or twice, the Heimlich.
Yeah.
And then this cherry tomato fired across the room.
Yeah.
And then I just like, I don't know if
I bet you don't even know what you said. I know what you said.
I think I said, you did it.
He said, no, I'll tell you what you did. You said, thanks, mate. Like I've handed you a fucking sausage sandwich or something.
Sausage?
Not like I've just given you your life back.
I'm absolutely... we'll come back to that in a sec. We'll circle back to that in a sec. So I think I said, you did it, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, mate, you said. Definitely said thanks, mate.
But then you had to get a taxi and go home because you were so... you were more shaken up than me.
Yeah, they completely screwed us. Absolutely a mess afterwards. And it wasn't a cherry tomato either. It was a full tomato. It was like, you know, the core bit of it. It was the core bit of it. You've been eating it like an apple, because I remember vividly thinking, that is fucking disgusting. If you go to the fridge to fucking eat something, you do not get a tomato and eat it like an apple. And then you'd try to swallow the core, and it was that got stuck.
Maybe that's what you said that made us laugh. You were complaining about
it. The tomato, yeah, possibly, yeah.
So technically,
my tomato was repulsive.
If you weren't there, I wouldn't have choked anyway, so.
My fault.
Swings and roundabouts.
So, yeah, so basically the moral of that is it was all my fault.
Thanks, man. I remember going to bed after you'd left, and Sarah went, what's all the noise? Didn't get up. Didn't get up. I went, I just nearly choked on a tomato. All right, nice. And I didn't, it wasn't until the next day where I explained the severity of it. She was like, you nearly died. And I was like, yeah, like nearly died. Like maybe it's a minute off dying.
I did, I've done mouth to mouth as well on someone in the club.
Have you?
Yeah. And John Brown. Remember the going back a few podcasts?
Oh, John, yeah, Brown. Yeah. John Brown.
Yeah, him. He died, unfortunately. So,
but in that instant?
Well,
in the club?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he'd stopped breathing in the club, whether he was actually physically dead at that point. I don't know.
Well, I didn't think you stuck the lips on him when he was playing dominoes, mate.
Well, that's given us a bit of shudder thinking about that as well.
Yeah. Not nice.
Yeah. So, I'm just the...
So thanks, mate.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime. But if you ever eat a tomato in my presence again, you can fucking choke the...
Is that why you hit me on the back so hard?
Yeah, that'll
you scruffy
you.
Twat.
I had a...
I remember... Because I am quite ungrateful about stuff. And have we ever told the story about that time? I think we have told the story about the time I was going to be in a fight and I ran off.
Yeah, we've done that one.
Yeah.
Just to leave us in the lurch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah. If you want to be a record breaker, if you want to be a lifesaver, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh.
Champion enema.
Can you put me forward for an OBE, please?
I was going to do a heart of gold, but I think there's like a 5-year sell-by date on that.
Yeah, but yeah, does that still exist?
No, I don't think so. It'd be like a Pride of Britain award,
wouldn't
it?
It was heart of gold. Was it Esther Ranson or something?
Esther Ranson, yeah.
What was it? There was a theme tune. There was a really
good
theme
tune. If you're young,
tune.
If you're old, Hearts of Gold.
Yeah.
If you're old.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that was a memory unlocked. I had completely forgotten about Hearts of Gold. Jeez. Oh. Or we could do like a Silla surprise, God rest her soul, where it was like you thought you were coming here tonight to watch Gladiators. Well, actually, we've got someone here who wants to say thank you. And then we'll go, start crying and cuddling. And,
yeah. You know, I like
surprise,
to do This Is Your
surprise,
Life.
At the end.
What's your thoughts on Silla? She's dead now. She's dead, isn't she?
Yeah. God rest her. I like Silla.
Do you? Apparently, in real life, she was a fucking cunt.
Did you hear that?
Is that Alexa?
Yeah. She said, I didn't understand. Please say that again.
Alexa, play Silla Black.
That's
not worked. Oh, yeah. Well, you said Alexa could read your mind a couple of episodes ago.
I don't believe that about Silla. I can't imagine that at all.
No, apparently there was this thing on the internet, right? So it must be true. Where she would get on, she had a villa abroad or something, and she used to get on flights with British Airways quite a lot. And she'd be quite a dick to the staff. Like demanding.
I can't imagine that. She's a woman of the people.
I think have you seen those videos that she did for a program? And they're like these wild videos. And she's singing like the Rocky theme tune and stuff.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Brilliant, aren't they?
There's one, isn't the Rocky one where she's actually dressed up and she's doing boxing as well?
Yeah.
And it's like the worst acting you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I like Silla. I think, yeah. So, I don't have a problem with her.
And that's brought to mind that I can't remember her name. The videos that were in lockdown. She's got a husband.
Toya.
And Fripp. Is that his name?
Yeah, Robert Fripp.
The guitarist.
Yeah.
Right. So if you listen to this now and you haven't seen those videos, stop this, pause this, go to YouTube and type in Toya Wilcox and Robert Fripp. And
yeah.
And don't put it on the TV if you've got family. And prepare yourself.
I'm going to put up, if anyone's watching this, I'm going to put up why they got so many views. Because they're like, boom, didn't they? But I'll use this. I'll use this one. Hang on. So I'll just bob this up on the screen a second.
It's not coming up.
Oh, no, it's not coming up. Come on, screen. Oh, see, technical problems all the time. Computers are doing my nutting at the minute. Absolutely doing my nutting.
Oh, there we go.
Right, here we go. So this is why people were watching. Oh, so yeah, there was a lot of desperately lonely men during lockdown. I think, mate, computers have been the bane of my life recently. We're so dependent on computers, and yet they go wrong so often. It's an absolute nightmare. My computer the other day, literally, I just couldn't get it to start. It just refused to start. Like, I could do nothing at all about it. I could not get it to start whatsoever. And then all of a sudden, I pressed the button again and just started. I was like, oh, geez. But this is after like an hour of trying. That absolutely. And we've had so many troubles with this tonight as well, haven't we? Trying to get this system working to record ourselves.
Yeah.
I wish I was more computer
savvy. And funny enough, just as you were talking,
and
there
I
you went off.
I find myself quite computer savvy. Oh, God, it's probably just a gap. In. Right. I'm taking this back around full circle, mate. Right, so here we are. So we are on Holy Goat Brewing Company, Blood Eagle.
Yeah.
It's a barrel-aged Flanders Red with smoked plums. A challenging beer, I would say, especially after the last one. It gives you a laugh every time you say smoked plums, which is always quite amusing. Mate, is the lager on or the lager off?
I think this is probably the hardest one to date. Mm. Because, like I said, this tastes like the Jorvik Viking Center, which isn't included in the tasting notes. So if you're listening, I think that probably should be included. But it's, again, it's an experience. Okay, I'm ready.
Oh dear, this is worrying. So I'll ask the question again. Whoa, hiya!
The lager's off. I didn't want to think about it too much. The lager's off. Because look, I've drank it all.
Yeah, me too. And I think the more you drink it, the better it gets as well. I think it gets.
It's strange though, isn't it?
Yeah, and all Flanders ales are quite strange because of the sourness. But this isn't particularly sour. It's the. I'm not that keen on smoked beers, and this has got a lot of smoke, but this is almost, it is almost, is it, what's it, oh, it's smoked plums, but I would say it's almost charred, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like charcoal.
Yeah, like over smoked, burnt.
But not a bad beer, not a bad beer.
I got some funk at the bottom.
You poured the whole thing, didn't you?
Yeah,
but I love the way that you just used the word funk.
Yeah, oh god, that mate. Honestly, don't pour the bottom of it.
That's that's like the chef's treat. That's the funk at the bottom. It's like the chicken tenders or whatever they call the chicken pearls.
Yeah, oysters.
Oysters. That's
speaking of chicken. Have you seen that guy who's doing this thing at the minute and? I think he's on the social media, Instagram. And his whole thing is eating chicken, raw chicken, till I get a bellyache. So he basically gets these chicken breasts and just eats them raw. And he's on day 35 or something now.
What, he's doing it like for a long time?
Yeah. I think it's to prove that, you know how like raw chicken is like, it's been banged into us that raw chicken's like, you'll die if you have raw chicken.
Yeah.
And like wash your hands and wash every surface and don't have manky chicken and all that.
Yeah.
He's like just trying to dispel this myth.
But that's bullshit because it's a proven fact that salmonella lives on chicken.
Well, yeah, it is, but he's eating it on the camera, so it's not like he's faking it.
But he might die.
Well, he might, or get a bellyache.
Or choke on some and he'll be like, shit, can I get Martin round here in time to save the night? I mean, there's some stupid stuff that goes on the old internet, though, isn't there? I mean,
I love it.
That's one of the things that I don't think I could condone that. I think if I saw him doing that, I'd turn it off.
It's just one big circus, really, isn't it, all that? I love it.
But, I mean, I'm not sure I love it. Sometimes these bloody people make us a bit angry, to be honest, because I think kids will copy that. I do think that's a real risk.
Yeah.
Do you remember that kid that ate a snail for a bet and he died? Because snails carry like lungworm or something like that, and he literally died because of it.
Yeah, because like snails you eat in France, they're like properly
the detox
reared.
Yeah, the detox for ages.
Yeah. Detox.
Yeah, they do the detox of the carrots.
Do they? Yeah. Do they?
Yeah. But this was a slug, I think, not a snail. Did I say a snail? I meant slug.
Yeah, because dogs can die from eating slugs, can't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they really are. I think they give them, like, I'm sure it's lungworm or something like that. Anyway, we've ended this on a bit of a sour note. Hey, after the Flanders Ale. on that note, let's call it a day. We'll just go through the old socials again to see if we can get a few more people engaging with us. So we are at the Lagers Off podcast on Instagram.
Yep.
We are at the Lagers Off podcast on Untapped if you want to see our beers. We are on Facebook at the Lagers Off podcast. You can look at me at BRebanter on Instagram. And you can find our episodes everywhere, Podbean, Spotify, everywhere.
YouTube.
Oh, yeah, YouTube. We're on YouTube at the Lagers Off podcast on YouTube.
We've also got video on YouTube now, so if you want to watch us or you want to listen,
go and have a look. Dan's spending a lot of time putting the videos together, so please go and have a look.
Yeah.
On that note, thank you very much.
Thanks for saving me life that time, mate. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Although it was technically your fault. Thanks. See ya. Bye-bye.